Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We did come up with some of the bigger tasters in. There are a few tasters that we didn't do. So I'll try and go through them today. This is Mentetum and Base, which is a Yochid or Pisfer, which is a Yochid Achim. The case was, the Mishnah said, I came on the case where you hide. If you die in one Mishnah Yochid, and I open up in a different Mishnah Yochid. So this is the bottom of the what's in business by a different Mishnah Yochid. The Pesha Kunjas, Shehifki Rishus Tsoi, that the Rishus, where the opening was Hefka, in order to make it that people can come back. But he saw Shepi HaBoi V'Sorichom. It's a bit of grammar. But he saw is referring to the Rishus, right? But he saw, not his story, not the person that did it, but he saw the Rishus. He was mafia the Rishus that was open, that opened, that was the pit's opening was in. So Pesha Kunjas, Shehifki Rishus Tsoi, nothing yet, but he saw Shabia by the city. So Ignira, Sharon Saloima, it doesn't appear that Rashi meant to say, Shabisa, I was Shusiyaki, Sharon Achir. He opened the into the shoes of somebody else. But when I saw you, Odom, the Hifkir shoes, and that person was then Mafki, his Rishus, Sharon, I saw. He shouldn't have said, I saw, but I shouldn't have given. If it's referring to the other gentleman, the one whose property now has a opening in, that person was the one who was mafkiri. So why does it say oisok? It should say oisoy, that person. Elamashma, shiritzel afarish hakur b'shut atzman. Rather it's mashma that Rashi understood it's the same guy's b'shut. The one that dug the pit, he started it from one of his courtyards, and he opened up into another courtyard, and he was the one that was mafkiri. And this is what's bothering Rashi. If we're talking about where you started in one and you opened it into another person's, and you opened it into another rishus, or yours, it's all your rishus. So why talk about where you started in one chotzer and you end up in another chotzer? Talk about it. You dug in the same chotzer, and you're a mafkiri, you're a rishus. There's a person who's got two gardens. He opens, he digs a pit in one, and makes the opening in the other garden. The shiv is chayiv. Why is he chayiv? Because there is mafia the area of the opening. Never people could walk in and animals can walk in. He's chayiv. In order to say this here, you didn't have to say that it was done in one garden and opened up into a different garden. In the same garden, you can do it. He dug a pit in the garden that he was in. And there's mafia the area around it. So why is Rashi talking about finding a case where it was two different gardens? Now, if Rashi was saying that the other guy was mafkir, he dug in his rishos and he opened up into somebody else's garden, and that person was mafkir, whoa, there's already chiddush in here. Means even though that guy didn't dig it at all, and the one who was mafkir didn't dig it at all, he was just mafkir, he can still be chayim, it's chiddush in here. But if we're talking about the same guy's rishos, just where it started and where it ended, it seemed completely unnecessary. Right? So it says, Tais says Rashi.
Sorry, well, which choice is you in? Sorry, I just joined. Are you breaking up? I can't hear you wrong. Sorry about that. The power's gone off here. It's electric, so let me draw with video.
And so you can hear?
Yes, I can hear you now. Thank you.
Mem Tesam at base.
Yeah.
It's the third last tasters on the page.
Got it. Thank you.
Tightly into it already. So, no problem. It says that's Rashi's chat. That is Rashi's chat that it's all his own rishus. Says Tosis, a few points. First word on the line is Veloshen. Veloshen Acher Eidim Yushin appears there. Takes the Rashi same shot for Shus Acher, but Pasher Shus Yovin Acher, and Acher normally means somebody else's Rishus. Not his own Rishus, just in a different place. Okay, one or an Rashi. In actually, they have a better question. In actually, am I extra the Misni Rishus Yochit? Why did the Mishnah talk need to say? They're talking about.
Sorry, where did
Rashi
say that?
The Mishnah said it. The Mishnah said, "The pitzoy and shus a yochid acher."
It's all dealing because the word was that.
Yeah.
Right. What
is that?
He's not
spinning in. So, dear, what? How do you know Rashi means that the person who dug it, he's the one who's being afkir? But he says, "Oisa loshan nekeva." Oisa loshan nekeva means I was mafkir the chotzer where its opening was in.
So, we're shus in the nekeva.
Yeah.
You can answer that.
Just definitely came into the top. Right. Then actually, says they says maybe you would have this difficulty by telling me not to ask it on Rashi. I might insert in the Mishnah Brishas Seyochit or Pisloy Pasul Brishas Seyochit Acher. Why does the Mishnah need to talk about this funny case? Kuntur Rashi basically means the person dug a shus pit in his own shus, he was mafkid rishus. So why talk about this strange case where he started in one garden of his own and ended off in the other garden? Have an edemime, a chayfa boy rishus ayochid. He just said somebody digs a pit in his rishus and that is it. Why did he talk about it? There's another chotz involved. Answer thesis, that question is not difficult. The Agavachini knockout hop. If you look through the Mishnah says a whole bunch of cases. One of them is you started in Rishus Yochid and ended in Rishus Rabin. Another one is you started in Rishus Rabin and ended in Rishus Yochid. So to keep things symmetrical, we say also started in Rishus Yochid and ended in a different Rishus Yochid. But Bemet, it would be the same. You started in Rishus Yochid and you ended in your own Rishus. Just didn't start and end, you just made in your own Rishus.
What would be the finish?
What would be the chiddush then? But it's still for the
fight. Why don't you talk about normal shows? That's the reason to do it.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah. The way they used to remember Mishnah is called there or through symmetrical symmetry. That's how it all used to be done. And therefore, there's many Mishnahs that are done written this way just because of something written earlier. You know, they should be able to be all. Easily remembered. All right, so that question, I don't have on Rashi. Why are we talking about funny kid? But but the first question was bothering him.
He didn't say
Acher. Acher is bothering him. In the mission, yeah, that's right.
That's all you want.
The word Acher does bother him. The word Acher, why talk about Acher? Yeah, Acher sounds like another person is Rishus, not just a different garden of your own. Okay. One second, let's just finish off the line that we stopped in the middle. The question was, should have just said, it answers the Agav Achrina, knock it off. Based on the previous ones, that's why it says it. The Pirish Lano, Shaboy Vapesach, Akril Ois Rishus. And it means that the boy and the Rishus, and then the boy and the opening are all in his own Rishus. That's Rashi's pshat. The case of the Mishnah is he dug in one rishus and ended up in another rishus. And which other person rishus? Which other rishus? His own rishus. His own rishus, and he's going to be chayiv for that. Why is he chayiv? Because he's mafkir the area around it. Why didn't Rashi learn that choices? Tell you why it is another Rashi, we know why. Because it says Acher. First of all, Acher sounds like somebody else's Rishus. And also this other question, which isn't such a great question, that why talk about this funny case? That question says is not going to knock off Rashi. But take it on a different chat, and we need to know why Rashi didn't know that case. That you'll come up with. Rima Farish says they says I've got a chat of Rima. We should say Yochid or Pizza, we should say Rab Yochid Acher. The Pshatin Bemet, that he started digging in his own Rishus and made the opening in somebody else's Rishus. The Ainu. Shechoy Verboy, we should Atzmoy. Or Pizza, we should Chaveyoy. Itaka opened up into the other person's chotzer. Was he mafkrit? Can't be mafkrit. Right. Well, there's nothing to be mafkrit. So why is he chayiv? The itzrich. Why do I need this chiddush? The loy teimer. Israel and Shusarabim, who the chay? Maybe you would say, only if you're going to Shusarabim, the chay, to Shrichi Rabim, because there's so many people there who meet Mitziki, the Bach changes it, and they would get damaged. Avol, Rishus, Yochid, maybe if you open up into somebody else's Rishus, Telekel, and Mechash, Elo, and Nezik, Yechidi, where the Shash is only because maybe an individual might get hurt, maybe a bottle. Maybe in such a case you wouldn't be chayiv. Maybe you'd be chayiv if you ever happen to Rishus Aramim. That's when loads of people can be there, maybe you'll be chayiv. Or your mafkir Rishus, you made it, loads of people can come there. Now, how do you be chayiv if you ever come into a personal somebody else's Rishus? And there's no hefka, and the only person getting harmed is the one guy walking there. How do you know you're chayiv?
Is the person who's walking there, is he the ball of the owner of that property?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah.
It's how do you know you're chayiv for boy for something which is only very unlikelihood of getting damaged?
Yeah. No, it's not unlikely for him. Especially he if he didn't dig it, he wouldn't know that it's there. Everybody has a right to be there with Shusarabim. So you expect that.
If you dig in with Shusarabim, there's a case where the child is very high likelihood that you'll be damaged, so you're much a Pesher. And therefore, you're a Pesher, you're a Chai. How do I know that the Torah gave you the status of Pesher for something which is not so likely? Now, you're right, it can happen, it's not obvious. It's not something you never thought. It's definitely not as frequent and as likelihood as something makes a fit in the middle of the M1 in England or Route 1 in America.
Why not? You don't have to face the mission.
I'm not sure if you asked what. Are you answering? I'm not sure.
I have a difficulty.
We require right to have a difficulty. It says they says arrive for such a thing from the Gemara Hamaniach. But then also if I'm chopping wood, the Gemara says that maybe you're only chayiv for chopping wood in a place where loads of people walk, and then because there's a lot of high likelihood something together, and you need a special chiddush to tell me even if you cut in a place where not so many people go. You're also called a pesher for that. So you're by right to be bothered, but Taisa said of Gorai from elsewhere. That there's a chiddush in saying that you're called a pesher to be chayiv for something that is not so common.
We already know, we learned earlier on that when somebody leaves kelim on someone else's property and then that person's animal gets damaged on that kelim, okay, that the person who put it there without reshus is liable for whatever damages Kalin caused. Okay? So why should this be any better or worse? I don't see the finish. And if you go to someone else's property and you're damaged, you dig and you make an opening in their property that who would think that you wouldn't be liable for the damage that it causes to that person's property. I can see to a stranger.
Okay, I'm very glad you asked this question so eloquently. Very, very clear. Because that is now Tasis's question that ends in Tasis's Dover. A tremendously strong question on the radio. You're saying Dover, possibly you should be fired. There's no hinge whatsoever in this mission. I don't know why I need to say it at all.
Well, unless
you're going to say there's a little bit of a hinge because there's only his animals or two who get harmed. So you say, I've got another mission on that hinge. But you're saying that once you get out of mission, there's no kiddush whatsoever in this point, and we didn't need to say anything that you want to throw out Tosafot Shat. Tosafot has that question, but not from what you're saying, from somewhere else. Big Tosafot, a big Koshe. Lomo Chayim Binitsky Balachotze. Why should he be Chayim if he's talking about Balachotze? Just the opposite of what you're saying. Why should he be Chayim? He should not be Chayim. Him not for Shay Leboy. He shouldn't be Chayim. Why? Even the one who dug it, he damaged that person's property. The Mishnah in his gearbox is going to pay for the damage he did. So if he had to pay for the damage he did, he basically paid for the damage. And there are other balachot and eluim. The balachot is the one that should be filling out. Once the person has exempted himself by paying for the damages, so whose job is now to fill out? No, not the chotzer. So the person should be chayav for the damages that happened to the balachot. That also what you're saying.
We know that that doesn't work because if a person digs in a Rosh Hashanah, he owes the money, whatever physical damage he caused to the Rosh Hashanah, he owes that money, the damage to the karka. But then,
he owes the money, what do you mean he owes the money?
Doesn't he? Isn't there a liability?
Who's going to bet on it?
Here we are.
No.
There's no rabbi.
It's in your yard.
It's in your yard.
So he owes him money. Once he owed him money, so he's getting paid, and now it's on the other guy, the neighbor to put up. It's his problem. So Ramina, since they says he doesn't understand the reason. So why did Rashi not allow it? Why did Rashi not allow it? I don't want to hear what you're saying, Mr. Hitman. Why did Rashi not allow it? Why did Rashi say, Akin's a problem, right? Why did Rashi say he dug it into his own rishus, and his mafia, his area around his rishus? Why didn't Rashi not allow it? They dug it in his friend's rishus. Because of this question. Then why should Balaboy be chayiv? Why should he be chayiv? I've paid up. Now it's your problem. You go and deal with it. Don't start coming around running back to me. Yes. It's in the Mishnah. Maybe it's the Yoch. He opened it into his own rishus and he was marking the area around it.
It's only talking about a case.
We're only machadish going into somebody else's rishus. Is when you say you started in one rishus and you went into rishus yachid acher. Acher means somebody else's rishus. That's how it takes it understood. If I tell you I dug in rishus yachid, I opened up into rishus yachid. The automatic posh of shah means your rishus.
Why?
That is what it means.
Why?
That's what it means.
It didn't say that. It says any rishus yachid.
Yeah.
And we learned beforehand also the case where somebody's watching somebody else's animal and took on responsibility or potentially did it and it's in that field and whether or not it falls and gets damaged, you might have to pay. Now somebody else did it. Maybe here the mission has been got it to us.
No.
The second person got the ball, somebody else's rishus. He is the one who is applying on any damages that it causes.
No.
Why not?
Because it's not it. Okay. Very simple. Shusiyokid, whenever it says that Shusiyokid, you're talking about when you're digging a pit, it means your own unless stated otherwise.
Why can't you just say it? It means your own.
Your own Shusiyokid unless stated otherwise. Like you can't, why didn't you say Shusiyokid Acher? Why didn't you say Shusiyokid Acher to begin with? I'd say you start in Rishus Yochid, you open in Rishus Yochid Acher.
The difference is perhaps that every case we discuss until now, when somebody from the public domain digging from there, that starting point, to another place. And since he was Moshea al-Khadkhila by digging in somebody else's property, I would say that we're going to continue on and we're going to obligate him to pay even in a private domain. In another domain, sorry, Masha'inkin, when it's his own property that he was digging in the Chadchilo, and he led by mistake into somebody else's property, maybe there he has a right to dig, and therefore we won't blame
him. I'm not exactly following your question. I don't want to go through it. But I'm trying to get clear and what it says and what's coming out. What it says is, and that's also pshat, Shuziyachim, and your own Shuziyachim. If it's a Shuziyachim, it might mean somebody else's. But that's the case. And
Rashi lists its own property.
Right.
Which what does he do with the word Av?
Don't do Rashi. Means another part of his property.
Moreover, what's the Nafkan? If he digs on his property and then he goes on to another property that he also owns, I mean, how is that any different than just digging his property?
It's a Torah, because it's just saying symmetrical with the rest of it. All the other information.
I'm just trying to get clarity on the Re.
Yeah.
The Re said to us a second ago, or also explained the Re. And maybe the Lutzat is saying, because there are only few people in this private domain.
That's the
case. They have a second case. There are only a few people.
The second case makes you in your Mishnah's Ramach in that area. If you open it in from Mishnah's Rab and you're opening to Mishnah's Yachr, your Mishnah's Yachr, the only reason why you've had it is your Mafke afterwards. So your Mafke, the area around it.
Are there only a few people?
Once you're Mafke, now it's open to
everyone. It's always open to everyone, it's never fenced off.
Now it's much of
anyone there. No, are a lot of people there?
Now that I'm
Mafir,
now that I'm Mafir, I have to be concerned for everyone. But since I'm Mafir Rishus, it's now open for everyone. Therefore, when I have this pit and I made this pit and I was Mafir, I was a Peshaya regarding every member of Bradisa. Now, Shaykh, if I dig into somebody else's Rishus and that area is not Hefka, the only person I was Peshaya for is that person. And who says in that case, you call the Peshaya? You're Mafir for everyone. Everyone can go there. You're Peshaya regarding everyone. In the case of digging into somebody else's shoes, and that shoes is not Hefka, then you're only Peshaya regarding one guy. Who says that's called a Peshaya? That's a Kiddush of the Mishnah. Right? So this is a fool. I don't even understand it. Such a great Kiddush doesn't make sense. Once you pay for it, you're off the hook. Oh, very good. Very good. I made a parent, if I'm not mistaken. I think he said that shit. Says return my kids before you pay for it. Very simple. Yeah. Okay, next thesis. Next thesis, I'm going to skip. It's the last thesis I want to do. I like Kriya Lukolshkin. You might have said, now we have a Kalvachayim. If ready, you're Chayim for the Psycha. If ready, you're Chayim for the opening of the pit, certainly you should be high for digging. And if we didn't need the words, ki yukari. You didn't need it. Says Taisus, b'mechilta omrinon, in the mechilta it says, mikah she'ein she'ein menadim. Mechilta argues in our part. Mechilta holds that if you're not allowed to be mechayiv some demonim, based on a kalvachim. The Torah says X. Based on logic, we would extrapolate that it also be chayv in Y, just like with Malkus and Misa. We don't be Malkus and Misa based on a kalvachim. For instance, says in the Torah, if somebody does nos with his half sister, it's chayv Misa. And half sister from his mother, half sister from his father. And what about if it's his total sister? Right? Why would I kill him? Why not? Right? Every person who's both half sister and half brother is also a whole sister, whole brother. I mean, everyone's a whole sister, whole brother is also a half and a half. So why not? The Mechilta takes that even further and says not only regarding Misa and Malkus, but even regarding Moni. And therefore, he said, of course you need the possible key. Because what do you want to say? If when you open it, you're crying, certainly what you do. No, you're right, it's certainly. But you mentioned it, you need to have a possible to say a crying in that case. Well, just when I should ask in the end of it, about one line on. Okay, just remember it. I want to hear it at the end of it. The Chilta Omrino Mikan, Shenon Chimiladin. Says Thesis of a Bashashalom, Algmar, not Ident. Ain Sober King, Kedabushus Mishnah Sakos. Our Thesis holds otherwise, and Thesis the base is Mechir from another place. We hold a Mamoin, Yesh Oichinan. A Mamoin, you can make Kalafiris and say Yochai. Misa Malkus, not Oichin, not a Mamoin, yes. Mameda, we have these words extra now, but we don't need it. Because you could make that kalvachim. So If you're kind of yipta, certainly you're kind of priya. And am I going to tell me you're kind of ocean, sir?
Ocean is a penalty.
Right.
So here we're not talking about a penalty necessarily. Right. Well, I thought we were talking about a deal for somebody's.
You're talking
about the thing of mazik. Is all payments of mammon become a penalty? Is that all?
Your penalty is class payments, anything that you pay.
It's a class. Well,
it depends that you have to pay it. It's all included in ownership.
It's all ownership.
Yeah, all included in ownership. It's not a class, but it's ownership. Yeah.
You can't understand it like you're saying exactly.
You're trying to understand the cash on the hospital thesis. Not the cash, I'm saying, why you put it on
the
table.
I'll say it again.
Because argues not anymore.
Argues not anymore. How is it arguing? How can it argue not anymore?
Why not? Mechilta is a Tanoim. Mechilta is Tanoim. The Joshua.
Okay. So they say, no way, they can't.
They say you can't extrapolate and say for five payment here, there's certainly be five elsewhere.
Yeah.
Never you need to tell me every place you'll be five. Yiftach, Yichir, Tani Lipsukir. Aramar clearly didn't know that because Aramar said the words Kiyichir was extra. And we could use it for something else. That means we didn't need it. Why? Because we could not have it from a caliphate. So Aramar is clearly coming with it.
So, that's a huge categorical change. So, if you dig a pit, so there's no clear point in the trouble.
Yeah, there is because you have the possible.
Only because of the possible.
That we don't have. Because he uses the pulse of something else. But yeah? Okay. The tesis and the science that are based on other tesis, long tesis, they explain other places where we find this idea that we hold. We do extrapolate to work out that a person should be chayv mamon based on a kalb.
Why does he have to say it's not obvious from the Gemara? You're just saying this Gemara is approving it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, this is the basic thing. This command is proof and another one.
When he says the word shas, what does he mean exactly?
Babi.
Huh?
Babi. Shas shalom is Babi.
So,
Chelta is really Midrashim, which can also.
What does it mean exactly? Roshan?
Chelta is not Yerushan. Chelta is Midrashim. Fine. Okay. Next thesis. So the next thesis we learned last time, and the next two thesis that you managed to learn. Yeah. Well, I can say about acting side if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's just do a quick result of the Gemara. The Gemara asked from a Braisa. The Braisa says Mises, third white line down. In the Gemara, we learned it last time. I'm just going to say about that. The Gemara asked, we have on the one hand, we had a case where it said, if you open up into Rishus Yochid, you're potter. And that was the opening line of the Braisa. Then the last line of the Braisa seems to say, if you open up into Rishus Yochid, you're chayiv. It's only because it's Ushin, that's why you're potter. Otherwise, you'd be chayiv. So there's a steer. Are you chayiv? Are you potter? If you open up into Rishus Yochid. So the Gemara said, look under Shmuel, we'll say, one's going like, according to Rabbi, the opening line is going like Shmuel, and the closing line is going like Akiva. The opening line that says that your potter and Shuti Yochid is going like Shmuel, and the final stanza on this price that says that you are potter and Shuti, that your chayv and Shuti Yochid is going like Akiva. But according to Yosef, it's Shmuel. The Yosef held that everyone holds your chayv and Shuti Yochid. So the opening line is Shmer, right? So the Gemara said, and the Rishus came out of that. He said, everyone, they met the Braisa is going to Kule Alta. And we're talking about the Rishus. He said, you're part of the case when you run off, you're not the Rishus and not the book. So the Rishus is going like everyone, because you run off anything, so of course you're part of it. The same for the Sidra, the Pichai, the Rishus Yochid is going like everyone, because Rishus Yochid, everyone holds your Chai. Ramela, it's all going to be divyakwe. And so it's got a cash in the middle case. What's the middle case? Middle case in the Braisa. I say, in my Gemara, because it's quite tough, and also I underlined the three cases. And that's just easy for me to focus on what the cases are. But so there's no ISA to underline on your mark. You're allowed to do it. You have to have a complex to be doing. So the middle case, what's the middle case? That you open up in Shatiyot, you dive in Shatiyot, and you open up into Rishus HaRabim. And what's it saying? In that case, what's the halacha? You opened into Rishus HaRabim. And what's the halacha? Chayiv. Says your Chayiv. Is that going to be called the Amal contra Yosef?
No.
Who holds not?
Rabbi Kiva.
Very good. Sure, it's quick on this thing. Rabbi Kiva holds contra Yosef. Rabbi Kiva holds your only Chayiv Rishus HaRabim. So when the Gemara now says, Rabbi Yitzchak says the Divrei HaKoel, the whole price is going to be Divrei HaKoel, says Tosfos, Lav Dafke. Second Tosfos is not on with Aleph. Lav Dafke Kulo. It's not the whole price is going to be put out there. El HaRish of a Sefer. Only the beginning and the opening line and the closing line, the action line. The steer which we had, the question which we had, we questioned one on another, that's going to put out there. Other Mitzvah, for the middle one, in the middle price, in the middle line, it said that if you open up into Rishus HaRabim, you can be chayim. But he asked you, "El Shmal." So when the Gemara says, "Kulo," it means those two things that you were asking on are both going like the developer. But the author of this price said, "Bemet is a Bishmal." The middle line is very small. Fine? Okay. The next place is Gilina Ava Chavuchi. The Gemara carried on and said, "Ooh, once you tell me we're going to Kuli Alma, I can also say, the Kutu Rishma, then we can be Dichit and say the first line is going to Kutu Rabba. Don't say the first line is going to be Shma and the second one's going to, the last one's going to be Kiva. It can also be Miyashavit all when the Gemara says, all the Kutu Rishma. The opening line is Rishma. And the last line that said that you are Chayim and Rishus HaYachid is talking about a case when you're Aruch, in a case you made the area into a Rishus HaRabim, and that's why you're going to be Chayim. Now you basically made it public property. So it's basis. So it's a simple reading of the Braisa, if you're on the Gemara. If you learn the Gemara simply, the Gemara is saying, who's the author of the Braisa? Rishma. The opening line is Rabbi Shmuel, that's why you're potter. The second line, it says that you are Chayim and Rishus HaRabim, that's Rabbi Shmuel. And the third line, it says that you are Chayim and Rishus HaYachid, it's also Rabbi Shmuel, because it's Albert Arul. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. So according to Rabbo, the whole Gemara is going like Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Yosef, the opening and last line is going to Kuliyah. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. Changes it somewhat. And it says, no, according to this new shot, this whole price is going to Kuli Alma, even upon to Rabba. The Hashto Kulo Devar Kuri. The whole price can fit in with everyone. The opening line that said that you are Potter and Shosei Ochid is talking about a case when Kishalei Hifkil or Shosei Boyer, when you were an Akhir, not the Rishos, not the Boyer, like you said with the Asri Yosef. The Sefer that said that you are Chayim, which is the Yochin, has that fit in with the Rishmael. The Avuchi, Avuchi. You annexed to Shuzrab. You made the Shuzrab bigger. Tosfos is changing somewhat. It's not. Let's just get what Tosfos is saying, and then I'll grade if you haven't got it yet to know these places. But Tosfos is saying, when you learn the Gemara is not saying that come to Rabbah, this price is only going to be Rishmael. It's possible to fit this price in the Kuliyah. Both the beginning line going by Rukina and Rishon, and the last line going by Rukina and Rishon. How come the last for opening line go by Rukina and Rishon? Rukina holds that you are Rabba, beginning Rabba. How come the opening line go like maybe Akiva? It says you're possible. And if you hold your Chayim, it's just your head. There it is. It wasn't enough. We're not there. It's just not the boy. Like we used to told us before that. And now the last line, it says that you're Chayim and it's just Yochid has that for him. Who's that Shmuel? Shmuel would be small and small holds that you caught him, it's just Yochid. There it is. Abba Chavuchi made it into a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it's your Imam Shmuel's masking the Chayim.
Is that the meaning master?
Yeah, it is. to be mafkeh, I'm still keeping rishus on the area. So I made the tanai, I'm expecting you not to come so near. However, chavuchi means mamish, mamish, like you gave it over to rishus. Nachon, nachon. Let's go with Rashi at least. If I'm mafkeh, I'm mafkeh under certain conditions. However, chavuchi means that you gave it over. Come to Rashi, it's easy. You completely have to say it's just so much power of Rishus Rabbah, I can't have any timers anymore here. And why don't you? And Mafia means, I don't mind you coming in. Abba Chavuchi means I basically
have a special part of it.
Yeah.
It's instead of Rishus Rabbah, why would the rice even say Rishus Rabbah? It's just.
It's only Ushin Yipot. The rice is going to tell me that by Ushin Yipot. Right. Even though it's so keen on Rishus Rabbah. Of ocean, your fault. That's what the Bryce is trying to say.
Right.
The deer, as we said, you didn't have to say them. That's not a question. Can't ask a question, why do you have the deer? You can't tell me that, not what it says. Okay, so this basis was a change in Poshup Shah of the Gemara. If you'd ask me, why do you want to change the Poshup Shah of the Gemara? The Gemara is a moderation of Ishmael, say, Rabbi Ishmael. Why does Tasis want to say he's the Divya Kohen? What was bothering Tasis? The answer is because the line before that, the Gemara says, Hashta, they came to Rav Yosef, they did Rav Koin, the Rabbanami, lo took with the Tanois. The Tanois wants to make it, and now that you told me that Rav Yosef is going to Kuli Alma, according to Rabba, should also be going to Kuli Alma. So why is it carrying on about Rav Yishmoyim? The Rishu Yishmoyim, say Rav Yishmoyim, it's just because in order to make it a Kuli Alma, I have to sort out Rav Yishmoyim. The Reisha already answered how I can go to Kuli Alma, but how do you answer it safer? How is it safer about taking a contrary Shmuel in order to make it a Kuli Alma? Contrary to give you any way, now you're going to be Chayim, a contrary Shmuel, and it's just a Yom. Answer is out of the Hebrew. I mean, I've answered how I can fit in with Kuli Alma. So in grades on tastes, how much, not sure the tastes that we did today, the first one, very important for the studio. This one, if you understand, if you know it well, it's a good cherry. But if not, cherry on the cake. It's good.
English like cherries.
It's English like cherries. So where are the two dogs now? Tada Abonon.
Fresh cherries, not the cherries.
Tada Abonon. Tada Abonon. Tada Abonon. It's not this time. Tada Abonon. We have the two dogs. Second word on the line is Tada Abonon. First word is okay. Tada Abonon. Chofa. Uposach. If somebody dug a pit in Rishut Sarabi, and you open that pit in Rishut Sarabi, and he gave it over to the Rabbi. The beginning of the word is Hakir.
First word, Hakir.
Two dogs.
Okay, I see it.
Somebody dug a pit and he opened that to and he opened it and he gave it over to the rabbi. Potter. He does not need to pay anymore. He dug a pit and said, you know what, here's now the well water, I'm giving it to the rabbi to use. He's potter. But if he was potter or potter, if he dug all he opened up, the rabbi, and he did not give it over to the rabbi, how do you give it over to the rabbi? It doesn't say anything more about that.
It's on his private property.
No, in the public area. It says the Gemara was carried on a second, then we'll come to your next question. Chayim and Hogoy shall Nachunya chayv avoris shichin avoris Nachunya. We used to dig for the Eilergonim. We used to dig with cisterns and pits and caves in order there should be water for the Eilergonim. So your chayfer will poseya umayt to the rabbi. We give it over to the rabbi. They said, this person, such a great person, who actually kept a halacha. This halacha he kept of giving it over to the rabbi.
He's digging with rishus?
No, he dug without rishus.
But he's answering that.
And then he said to the rabbi, should I do this for your good? Here you are, take it.
But it's his own decision.
Right, he made that decision. We'll see in the Rashi in a minute if that was okay, but he is okay, it says you're okay. So you only get this aloha for the Gemara, aloha zu besuloi, only this aloha, and no other alohas, and the ima af aloha zu, even this aloha you kept. So let's see Rashi. From Mosa of the Rabbi, Rashi and Moshe Rabbeinu is the fourth last narrow line. The Moshe Rabbeinu, the Omar Ibn Eir, he said to his people of his town, this bit which I dug, you need it. Nishlis make shalim to drink the rainwater. I'm a scapsin shalim that gathered them. For all your Nishlis famous men. Hai hu Moshe Rabbeinu. You should know I dug this bit because it's what you need. You need this bit. Nobody asked me to do it. I'm telling you this is what you need. And they accepted it. Who's they? Zayin Tovei, whoever's in charge of the city, accepted it. So then he is off the hook. If they would say, well, thank you very much. Nobody asked you to do it. And we don't want it. And then finally, then he'd have to fill up. And since he did it for them, and he's telling them, I did this for you, and they accept it, then he doesn't need to.
Why don't you get permission first?
Because if we were to get planning permission, it would take you 10 years to get it.
I want to say it's wherever he was doing all these pits.
Yeah, but Stami already
targeted the
place where he lived. Stami only dug in the area where he lived. Okay, fine. You're right, he gave over to the people of that city. But Mustama, the normal case, he did get his ownership. Nechunya, he did that on the streets.
Mishnah non-omid base.
He said yes, today we're skipping.
No, but understanding whether or not he had a right to do this, about Pila?
Maybe not.
Seems like the mission not so clear with him.
Yeah, maybe not, but once he gave over to Shitrav and he did it for them, good. Yeah, at least Allah that he gives over to Shitrav. That's good. Even this halacha, even this, and making pits and giving over to Shitrav for their sake, even that he kept. What does that teach us?
The words.
They were happy. The chunin are happy.
They were happy with him?
The chunin, yeah. Even this halacha kept. He kept 613 mitzvahs and this one too, which is a fresh mishpat. Okay, sure, it's not the ikka part. So, I have a point. No, 50 beef. Now, this is the Ikka part of the story. Somebody digs a pit in Shitrabim and something falls inside it. What falls inside it? Shoy or Chamoy. Hey, why is the mission pick on these two examples?
Even a foot.
Yes, why is it pick on these two examples?
They're common.
Because they're common, right? Those happen to be the two that mentioned in the Torah. Right. It doesn't make a difference what type of pit you make, whether it's a bor, which is a round, deep one, or a shiach, which is a rectangular one, or ma'or, which is a covered one, charitzin, which were diagonal. No, that was the
Kiamat charitzin. I mean, they're also square, but with a cover on top.
They are wide without a cover. They're square without a cup. Okay, the eaten are pyramid upside down shapes. Chayef, Imkin, no one ever boys. Why did I talk about boy? All these different ones as well. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. The Mishnah's come to the apostles come to teach us. My boy, she is boy. In the armies, I saw it talking. Just like a boy, the Mishnah's apostles come to say, they're just like a boy. Your chayef. Because a boy, a stand-inside boy, is able to kill. And what even a stand-inside boy tends for him? I've got sheish b'gdil amis, which means it's all for him. So to any type of pit, michshel, if it's 10 tefachim deep, you're going to be able to. So Yossi's shouting at the back there, how do we know? How do you know that boy is, how do you know what? I don't know, it's 10 tefachim, right? How do you know a boy can kill the prostitute? I'm here, the prostitute took my one that died. How do you know that a boy is 10 tefachim deep? It's a very good question. And the Rashi of Gimel Aleph says, just is. Time to time, boy, is there for him.
Different series.
I don't know if you know that. Rashi says the Rashi says that since the Bosa calls about me Sieloi, Mashma Bayaso, Devamitul Uchai, we know that bit of 10 is what we kill. And therefore we know the Bosa talking about Boy of a son. Since it's talking about me Sieloi, so my boy, she's going to the homeless for Jesus for him. I've called Jesus with the almonds, which is a salad. Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, that's what I was going to say. It's much higher. Much higher. That's because one of the things to die quick. Right. But the orange are good to orange. We'll see in a minute. To Rashi also here. It says, stand boy, I saw it for you. And, yeah, that's the size of a boy. A boy is then the problem. Stand boy is a salad. So when I talk to you about a boy, I'm talking about 10 for you. Ah. So I need a bit of 10, instead of my CLO. And that means a boy, animal died in it. So it must be, and we're talking about boy, which is 10. So we see from here that the death is to do with the fact that the boy itself was 10 for. If a boy would be 5 for, let's say, your child means 10, boy, glory, not my CLO. So it's even, and by 5 for, you'd be high for any animal that dies. Since some boy is 10. And on that, we said, let me see a lawyer. From here, we see only have Misa if the pit itself was a lethal pit. Okay, fine. How do you put some answer if it was less than 10 Tvokim? I saw Tvokim. The Nophilus here is Shoya Chamoy or Mis, and Shoya Chamoy fell in and died. Boto, why are you Boto? Again, we'll see in Rashi, but because Vice Dois, he didn't die from the pit. The pit shouldn't kill. In Muzak, if it in Muzak, if it got damaged, boy, you would be chay. Very good.
How do you know?
How do you be chay?
Yeah.
Right. How do you be chay? Right. How do you know you're chay for that? Right. So the Gemara, The Gemara says, the Gemara wanted to say it's a toldo, and the Gemara said, no, it's a tisa. Just like, look at Rashi there again, Gemara about it. So just like if a bit kills by 10, the Chieh, the Nofim on the Krah, Boya, Sora, the Misa, Nafkin on Boya, testing his Ogim, just like we learn that from the Apostle, that Boya of Yud, Yachai to pay for death. So to boy a test of to make them. So in the sieve, the novel shoma shoyachamoy fell in. Mashma bein nis bein ozak. Mashma doesn't matter how it died, how it got hurt, whether it got hurt or died. Bala boy shani or meal. So there the pasuk says they have to pay for everything. Or meal with mesa shoy. If the shoy died by 10 by 9. Then the Chazal said it was because of the book. It was, so that's why you don't need to pay. So Rashi is saying like this. The Pasuk says, "Ki yiftach uchiyeche ishboi menofam neseich eshoy achamoy." What happened to them doesn't say. Bala boyishai means according to Rashi, bala boyishai. Whatever happened to bala boyishai, they died. If you got injured, bala boyishai. So why you potter by 10 if it's less than 10 when it dies? Because it wasn't from the pit. The reason why he died was for some other reason. Because he died with a heart attack. It wasn't due to the pit. So if it got damaged, then you'd have to pay. Because the Pasuk says, Bala Boy Shani. So to answer your question, you want to know, how do you have to pay for damages?
Yeah.
Answer is, it says Bala Boy Shani. And that Bala Boy Shani says Rashi in the second chapter. Rashi, the old Bala Boy Shani is going on every possibility that happens, Bala Boyishan. So why if it's less than 10 and it dies, do you not need to pay? Because the pit didn't do it. Because a pit of less than 10 can't kill. No, they had a heart attack.
Right, but that's
not my fault.
What's the other chance?
No, Sevenman is invited. I didn't do it, but I don't. I could try that.
But the passage also says in this year, doesn't that reveal that we started talking about a
bit? That's what Bami Sierra tells me that. No, so we're not learning from Bami Sierra that we're talking about.
The same passage, isn't it?
We're not learning from the words of Bami Sierra that we let the kilobit. Bami Sierra told us that the Bible and been available, all different drushes. The bit itself could be talking about Nizikin, could be talking about Mis. The end of the puzzle teaches us that if it dies, who's going to have to deal with it?
It's not saying that the whole, I thought we said before, the whole scenario is being defined by that term, that it was 10 to 5.
Again, let's read the Mishnah again. Mishnah says, Ma, imke lo nema boy. Why does it say boy? Why does it say boy? Ma boy she yish be g'day lahomis, which is a sort of talking. Now, how did we know that boy is g'day lahomis, which is a sort of talking? So Rashi told us, stand by a sort of talking. The word boy means a sort of talking. So how do I know that the boy is, that we're talking about a boy of 10 talking? Because that's, we're talking, it says boy. Boy means 10 talking. Boy of 10 talking can kill, right? And therefore, from here we learn the only chayiv for Misa if it can kill.
Right.
So we'll extrapolate to all other cases. All other types of boris, shikin, ma'olis, charitzin, itzin, if they were able to kill, you'd be chayiv for Misa. Pasuk says about a boris shalim, you have to pay for the Misa. If it died in the pit of 10.
So far, we're not talking about the Zikim at all, so far.
As well. Possibly talking about all cases. If it dies, you have to pay for that. If it got injured, you have to pay for that. Talking about all cases. But we see that you do have to pay if it died. Right? And what was the case we said that you have to pay if it dies? If it's a boy of 10. So from here you see, you only have to pay if it's a boy that can come. A boy is 10. That's Rashi there. A boy is 10. A boy is 10. That's what boy is. And you're chayim to pay for the death. For death, on the case of the Torah said you're chayim to pay for the death, was talking about a boy of 10. They were learned to the whole, everywhere, that only if it's something which can kill, do you have to pay if it does kill. And what would be if it didn't kill any damage? You know, boy of 9. So says Rashi, I include that all in the possible. Because the apostle doesn't say only if it died, you have to pay. But about your son, you have to pay.
If it's a non-standard boy, that's less than 10
bucks. Oh, so that's our here. According to the way we read in the Mishnah, it's our, which would David say, if boy means 10, if boy stand boy means 10, it's having a bechlal, you have to pay for damages by a boy of less than 10. Maybe the Torah only said you're chayim for a pit that can't kill, right? That's the aura which is that if Stamboy is 10 talking, how do you know Bechlal, you have to pay for damages on a pit that's 9 that can do damages? How do you know it'd be high for it? Right? That's your aura. And that's what Rashi is trying to answer.
Is that a Tolman?
So the Gemara wanted it to Tolman, the Gemara was Matthew. So no, it's an Av. Zavle, and Zokman Zavle, Zavle, the Misa Zavle and Zokman. So there's two Lashonis in Rashi there. I'm not sure if the second option fits in with what I just said. But the first option says that it's a duke. How do I know you're chayav for boy of 10, of 9? Because the pasuk says boy is 10. And there it says about Misa Eloi, you're chayav, but you have to pay for Misa, and whoever deals with an aveira. So we have a duke. By boy of yud, we're talking about Misa. It's mashmah, by boy of death, we can even talk about his own. That's how Rashi learns in there, the first Lashon. The boy of Yud, that's where the Pasuk is talking about Misa. The boy of 9 would even be his own. Some deer in the Pasuk. So you want to know how do you know your chayim if you make a pit of 9 and get damages? Because if you look in the Pasuk, when the third Pasuk speaks about damages, the Pasuk says, an example of 10, and that's where the Torah speaks about Misa. So making a deer, says Rashi, that 10 is Misa. 9 can even be Nizam. 10 is Misa. Only from 10 up, we can discuss Misa. But till then, we can't discuss Misa, but we can discuss Nizam. Yeah? From 10 up is Misa, and obviously Nizam as well. Up to 10, we can't be Misa, but Nizam in yet. That's actually in the first lesson there, don't you? It's a due. So at the end of the day, how do you learn Mishnah? Boy, boy means 10 to 1, right? Because some boy is 10. So from here we see that any time the chai of Misa, not your chai of Misa, the chai for Misa, the chai for Misa has to be something which has your chai to kill. The problem is asking, how do you know your chai for Tashlumim for Nizakim if it's not 10, right? The possibility to speak about 10. That's a good question. And Rashi there has two mouths. First Rashi says, first pshat there is a due. Since it says, when it wants to talk about Misa, it definitely talks about 10. It's a deal. Now, at 10, we have to now start talking about Misa only once we get to 10. But by less than that, you can be Chayim Nizok and even less than that. Okay, let's just see Rashi here. Very thin.
No, which Rashi?
On
the Rashi. No,
not my face.
Oh, okay. Not very thin.
Yeah, yeah, quite right. Rashi, Karitzin Itzin, Boy Ogul, Boy is Ramban, Sheikh, Tauch, Okto, Nora, and Mubas. Nora is a square one that's covered the kiloi with a covering, Elashi, Shlopke. There's an opening for it to fall inside. Karitzin, Echobin, Karitzin are wide, Omuvoin, and square, Kamara like a cave, just they're not Makurin, Ain't a Makurin, and a Kolbin, Patok, it's entirely open. And me in our term and a matter of having knowledge and wishing. Standboy is a sort of form. Maboy is with the army is dahino, a sort of form. Rashi adds in the word dahino. When you read the Mishnah, it says, Maboy is with the army is a sort of form. That says, well, it kills a sort of form. Yeah. The English with the army is, and how much is that? Then for him. So two has to be something with the army, which is 10 tefachim. Okay. No, the army, which is a sort of tefachim. That's what I want to point out. I know a sort of tefachim. So we met Shem on Thursday. We hope to do the all Israeli that Hevel Kavata. I then please jump on the taste of the Masal Shmuel. Get this taste clear. This is the Masal Shmuel. About when Shmuel holds Karko Oilam, when he doesn't, that's his taste in Shmuel, told Tony. We enter Shem here and go through the Gemara and taste it to get it all clear. When you learn the stasis, but now we have learned. We learned taste of Lom and Basic Master Shmuel. We have now already learned the Gemara Lom Gimel of an Aleph. We've learned it now. This is the first Chazara. So have a look back. Have a look at Lom Gimel of an Aleph when you learn the stasis. It's critical to understand. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Which
was he talking about? Ishmael, the long one. Mr. Peretz and Swedish, have a great day.
You too. God bless.